Blog Talk Radio. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for tuning in today, or if you're tuning in the archives, thank you for listening, and I hope that there will be something in this show that will touch your heart. That music lately is a real, I guess, a connection point for me. Calling All Angels is from the movie Pay It Forward, and it's by Jane Seabury. That rendition was also with Katie Lang, a duet. And I don't know about you, but when I listen to it, I can just feel it all over, feel it in my heart. And I went to it last week to use it for an angel healing class that I'm conducting online. Or a group that I'm leading with the idea of connecting with our angels in a greater way. And it really brings chills to me. And that's always some kind of sign that something's happening and opening up channels or messages being sent. So I was just sitting here listening and absorbing, and I hope you could feel it too. So if you're new to this show, again, I thank you for being here. I'll give you a brief rundown of how it usually goes, although I like to make the show, I call it freestyle. I don't make a lot of notes, don't even plan a lot in advance for what the message of the show will be, but I usually do on the morning of the show or sometimes the day before get some general idea of what the topic will be for the day, and then I just let it flow, and that often comes with a tiny bit of an ego panic attack right before I'm about to go on the air because I don't have a lot of notes, but so far it's worked pretty well, and I think some good things have come through that way, so I just keep doing it that way, and like I said, so far it's worked pretty well. But what I usually do is go through a general topic and give some of my insight or what I feel like Spirit is telling me to share, and you can let it roll around, see if it resonates with you, and if it does, that's great. If it doesn't, that's okay too, because we all are on different stages of our path. You may be well past whatever point we're talking about, or you may not be there, and it really doesn't matter. If it resonates with you right now in this moment, then use it, and that's good. After the general talk, I usually open up the lines for callers to call in for what I call intuitive mini readings, because what I do is allow myself to be a vessel for messages from angels, spirits, Holy Spirit, and it is always related to your best steps now on your spiritual path. So I always say, I'm not a fortune teller. I'm not, I can give you some guidance how I feel about certain topics, if I'm feeling anything. But the real focus is about getting you aligned with your true spiritual path in a better way right now and what the best steps are now. You know, sometimes we take a few small steps in that direction, and then that will lead us into the other steps, and the signs will be there for us if we begin to follow that path. So the purpose of these mini readings is to help you choose what steps right now, because sometimes we're all over the map and we don't really know what's the best focus now. I find out for myself all the time, and I have to try to narrow it down. And it's very interesting because before I started this show today, you know, when I was just kind of getting my desk ready and things like that, what I often do, I'll get this feeling of, oh, go pick a shirt color out for the show. And so I'll open the drawer or the closet and I'll just kind of go into, I'm trying to get my mind out of it and just pick a shirt, a color. And then oftentimes that color will have some significance about maybe what I'm talking about or something that I could talk about. And it's interesting. I'm going to share this just because it's a way that discernment, and which is part of our topic, the difference between judgment and discernment, because we're faced with choices a lot. And when you're trying to be spiritual and trying to be pure that way and follow that pure path, it can get a little confusing. Like, well, if I'm choosing this over this, then am I being judgmental? Or, and so we have to learn to tune in to discernment, and discernment is more the spiritual guidance, the choices that spirit is nudging us to make. And it's not judgment, but it can be confusing in this world where we have the duality and we're in this physical body and we have the ego mind and we're trying to integrate that with spirit. So my choice today was a royal blue shirt, and it didn't hit me right away. I put it on, and then I realized that I had been having some conversations about the throat chakra with some friends that and spiritual support, kind of sounding boards for each other, and I realized lately that in this stage for me, throat chakra is very huge, that throat energy center, if you will, and because it's about expressing our true spiritual nature and our spiritual ideas and not being afraid to do that, or just expressing our own truth, our own needs. And I think this area is always a little bit problematic for me, or I hesitate sometimes. So I put on the shirt and I realized, that probably has something to do with throat chakra. Maybe it's strengthening my throat chakra, or, you know, maybe it's just something to explain to people how discernment works and how you can follow those kinds of signs. And as I got a little closer to showtime, it's really funny because my throat got that kind of scratchy feeling, and just all of a sudden, and I started thinking, am I going to be able to talk through a whole show? I don't know. And I'm sitting here now, I don't know, but it was very interesting. I think it gives a really good example for how, if you pay attention, your body can give you the signs that your spirit is calling for, the areas that need addressing. So that brings me to a recent meditation that I created that is actually on this same radio page, the Blog Talk radio page. And if you go into the archives, it's an energy clearing meditation. I created it, when I first created it, it was primarily for this angel healing class that I'm conducting. But then I realized, hey, this is great for anyone to use. If they're feeling that need to get calm and still meditate, but also it's really important for us to clear our energy centers as we progress and as we take these spiritual steps. It's important to show that we have that commitment and we're willing to listen that way, and any kind of meditation just helps get us still and quiet where we can hear those messages. So I would strongly urge you to go to that link in the archives and do the energy clearing meditation. It's about 55 minutes long. There's no cost to it. It's totally free. So, you know, a lot of times when we're on our path, you know, there are things that we want to do, but there's a cost to it, and either we don't have the money or whatever. We don't want to commit ourselves that way. There is no cost to this. It can't harm you to try it. And I have actually been blown away with some of the emails and the feedback that I've gotten from people that have used that meditation. I've been blown away, but then I remember, like, well, of course. I've seen this happen so much, but even still, I get blown away sometimes because I have my own doubts about, you know, if I'm the one producing it, you get that ego confusion in there. And I can tell you it's been really phenomenal, some of the feedback that I've gotten. And I've done it myself, and I felt lighter, I felt brighter, and I'm going to be doing it regularly to help keep myself clear, because I'm in a phase where I'm really putting it out there more, and some things have cleared and doors have opened for me to do that, but then it leaves me with a little bit overwhelmed, like which direction to go in. So when we take these bigger steps in our spiritual journey, we have to learn to listen and get calm and find ways to, it's sort of ways to counter the ego, quiet the ego, so that we can get things back in balance with our mind, body, spirit. And we still live in this world. We still have things that we have to integrate that are in the ways of this world. But most of us, the world has gotten out of whack with the balance of mind, body, spirit. And it's been much more mind, ego, and body, material. So we're allowing that spiritual part to come forth greater, and we have to give it some attention. We have to show that we value it. And things like prayer and quiet walks in nature or whatever is your way to connect. But definitely also those times of deliberate intention. I intend to clear my energy center so that I am balanced and whole and can be the strongest me that I can be in a spiritual sense. But that also always flows over into body and even into mind and our ability to overcome ego. So I would, again, definitely urge you to listen to it. Listen to it frequently if it helps. And feel free to download it and use it as often as you would like. Okay, back to, that's sort of on topic because it is about discernment and judgment, and part of the ways that we begin to differentiate between the two is from clearing those channels where spirit becomes much more of our guide than the world and ego does. So that's a huge step. You will notice, and I always hesitate to say, I promise, because I feel like, oh, what if it doesn't happen? No, I promise. If you enter in this way and your intention is to clear yourself in a spiritual way and begin to listen more to God and spirit and heavenly guidance, you will begin to feel it. You may have to battle your ego. Don't feel bad. We all do. But if you show your willingness in that direction and you give it some time, you give it attention, just like you do all the many other things in your life, give that spiritual side as much attention as you do the ego side or the body side. And I know you will begin to connect and you will see things, good things come from it. You will have different perspective. You'll begin to feel in a different way. Some of the feedback I got from just that simple meditation was immediate body shifts in a good way and feeling of cleansing that way, feeling lighter, sense of peace and calm. Now, I will tell you that my experience is myself that sometimes you'll feel that and then the ego will start to work again. And you'll feel the opposite. You'll feel the kind of the dread, the panic. So that's okay. What you do in those moments is go back to the peaceful feeling. Do the meditation again. Do a different one. Do get calm and quiet and do, have affirmations ready. I am strong and whole. I am spirit. I have those ready to combat the inevitable rush of ego that always seems to come when we're trying to take more of a spiritual journey. So don't even look at some of those, what we see as the downside, the negative, coming in. Don't take that as a bad sign. Maybe take it as a good sign. Like, well, yes, my ego mind is going to work really hard now because it says, uh-oh, she's getting away, or he's getting away. Uh-oh, I got to really focus here. So you can take that as, well, yeah, I knew the opposite would probably come too, except that I'm more ready for it now. So go to the archives, do the meditation, see what you get from it, and I do think you will feel, if you're ready and you really surrender to it, you'll begin to feel, you may feel it immediately, but you will, if you stay committed, you will begin to feel some shifts, and you'll begin to reconnect with your true self, with your spirit and soul, and that will enhance everything you do. So another couple of things that came to mind when I was briefly thinking about the show right before it started is, I'm going to see how I can integrate this into, a few minutes ago it was very clear how it was in the topic. After my really deep spiritual awakening period, and if you go in the archives and you've listened to some of the past shows, you'll know more about that, or I'll go ahead and plug my book a little bit. You can learn a little bit more about it, too, in my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, and that's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. Amazon has a Kindle edition that's only 99 cents. I mean, you can get it in a flash if you have a Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, they also have a little button you can click on, and you're able to download it to your PC, your Mac, or whatever, or to your tablets. So it's really very, very easy to get. And if you're embarking on your spiritual journey and you're wanting to have your own awakening, I just ask, give it a try, read it. You can even go on Amazon and read the first couple chapters and see if anything about it resonates with you. And when I say resonate, it's a feeling that you get that lures you, yes, yes, more this, or I can relate to this. So I think you'll know if you begin to read it, if maybe there's something in there for you, if it touches you in some way. So again, that's Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And I'm actually, part of my throat chakra is I'm going much more into audio type things like the radio show, but also the recordings, like the energy clearing meditation. I feel really called right now to do more of that. And I've discovered or realized that somehow the words, whether written, but also voice, my voice, I think carries this energy and this healing energy that I've worked with for quite a while now. And I can't begin to tell you the amazing things that have come from just being that vessel of energy and being asking to be that. I won't say that it has not at times been a struggle, because we do have that mind-body integration. We live in this world, but it still is so amazing that I've never gotten off of the path, because it's too beautiful to fully to walk away from, even though sometimes I have to slow it down and attend to other things. But I've realized that voice, my voice, somehow is able to carry that energy. And sometimes when people hear it, like in the meditation, there's something about it that has some kind of resonance that triggers something within people. And so I'm moving a little more in that direction too, and in ways where, rather than one-on-one, the voice and the message can touch more people and be more effective that way, in reaching more and more people. So I'm sure that's why my throat chakra is saying, give me lots of attention. but I thought of a little story to talk about the judgment and discernment. And it can get really confusing when you're on the spiritual path and you're trying to be spiritual and be more spirit-minded, that, you know, you want to be accepting of everything and loving toward everything, and of course we should be that, but then it can get confusing when there are choices that you have to make. And one that I think is very common, and I would venture to say that anyone on the spiritual path has probably experienced some of this, is that we sometimes have to make choices about where we're going to associate our energy. And we'll know things at times by, that just makes me really feel drained. And that can be spirit telling us that is a heavy energy for you. It's very heavy. And often it comes from energies that are very much associated with ego and material, mind and body. And so as we are attempting to become more spiritual or be more aligned that way, then other energies that maybe aren't trying to be aligned that way will feel very heavy to us. I don't know. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. Sometimes it will even feel like fingernails on a chalkboard to us. And then you can get in the cycle of, oh, am I being judgmental? Oh, I need to just be loving. But I will tell you from my own experience, and I've had to come to this a few times. I've taken a few knocks in order to learn it. I laugh sometimes with my angels and say I'm a little bit of a slow learner at times. But that energy is speaking to us, and we need to learn to say no and to decide for ourselves what the best energy is for us right now. That's not a judgment. That's saying, this energy aligns with me a little better. That does not. I'm not saying that's not as good. I'm not putting it down. I'm not condemning it. I'm saying I have to shift my energy into a space that better suits me. And what you'll get a lot, if you're going in a more spiritual way and you've made people aware of that, you'll get a lot of the backlash of, well, if you're so spiritual, then aren't you being judgmental? Or if you're so spiritual, then you'd be helping me right now. You'd be, and I mean, just prepare yourself, because you'll get that. And what I want you to do is step back and go into the quiet space, go to a meditation, step into your heart and out of your brain if you can. Because the brain, even the structure of the brain is divided, left brain, right brain. And even the brain itself has some sort of battles with that, you know, one trying to be stronger than the other. And the heart, while it has different chambers, they're all working in unison. So they're not competing. So go into your heart space, get quiet, pull out a meditation to connect, and that's where you'll get discernment. Is this a better place for me? Do I need to perhaps remove myself from this situation or not hang out with this person as much because it drains me? That when you're in that heart space, you can send so much love. But you can say, I'm called to follow the spiritual path of this person or these people or everyone, I will follow where spirit leads me, and I'll do it in love. And that's discernment. That's saying my spiritual path not only benefits me, it benefits everyone I come in contact with. So even if I feel the need to go a different route right now, which might remove me from some of my more familiar situations, it's still helping everybody I'm associated with. And it will always have a chance to come back full circle, always. You know, sometimes you feel distance from some things, and then you move on your path, and they're able to, like magnets, come back together where there's balance. And the situation itself can be helped that way. So you'll learn that discernment and judgment, while each has to do with a choice, it's a very different kind of choice, because judgment has an energy of, I'm better than that. I'm better and you're lower than me, or you're doing something that isn't up to me. It has a putting down sort of feel to it. And I think even when we're on a spiritual path, we can struggle with that. When it's discernment, it's a much more peaceful feeling. It is also the strength to say, my path matters. My spirit matters, and I will not be bullied away from that, because that's what sometimes ego does. And that's where, if you're so spiritual, that's ego, collective ego, trying to, or your own ego, trying to confuse you and bring you down. So when you learn to go to these energy centers and you learn to feel that connection to heaven and earth, and then center in your heart space that's love and compassion, then you begin to actually get a feel for the difference in judgment and discernment. And you can say no to arguments. You don't have to jump into every debate and be thinking of how you're going to be right in this. You can have peace. You can say things calmly, quietly, sometimes say nothing, sometimes just walk away, because you realize that is one of those arguments or debates that everybody's already made their mind up on, and it really doesn't matter if I say anything, because those two sides are so fixed in what they believe. They are more about winning, and I'm just not going to spend my energy there. That's not judgment. That's discernment. I'm going to heart space, and heart space tells me that it's not worth the energy. Sometimes people may think you're indifferent. No, I'm just being selective on where I put my energy. Just being selective. And I'm choosing to put it in places that seem more heart-focused and more aligned with what my path is. And my path might be different than yours. That's okay to say that. That's discernment. That's also valuing yourself. I'm valuing your spirit and your soul path. What should we value more than that? So that's the judgment and discernment. And if you take steps to become more aware of your heart energy and your mind, body, spirit balance, you'll become more discerning and less judgmental. It's beautiful how that works. And yet, each are about choices. They each involve choices. It's just choices coming from a different place and also without guilt. So, go try the energy clearing meditation. I'm actually on this whole subject. Probably the next one I'm going to do will be a cord cutting meditation. And this came from, again, I have some really close spiritual sisters that I have conversations with, and That sort of came to me from one of my very dear spiritual sisters. And I think the cord cutting is very valuable. And one of the reasons is it lets spirit help us cut away where needed without judgment, but with spirit's discernment. And it's a step of faith. And it's always done in love. For the best steps for everyone, the best situation. And let me tell you something. Some of the things that can come from cord cutting are just phenomenal. Some people I have done cord cutting sessions with. If you're ready, boy, oh boy, will that cord cutting make a difference. The key is you being ready and willing to surrender and let spirit give you discernment. And even let spirit at times take over and decide for you. That's surrender. So I like I said, I plan on doing another meditation that will be available, and it will be on cord cutting, but it's very important to focus on clearing your energy no matter what spiritual path or what stage you're on. So please go do the energy clearing meditation in the archives of this radio show, and give me some feedback if you choose to. I don't think I've mentioned my primary avenue for communicating, sort of my central spot, is on my Facebook page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles. And I post the A Course in Miracles lesson every day, and then other thoughts that are related to the ideas of A Course in Miracles, and just general positive spiritual thought and uplifting things to help others in their journey and help me. You know, so many times I'm helping myself and I just happen to share it. So again, it's Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. And if you're not already part of that, please join, because that's where I communicate different things I'm doing, like the angel healing class. And when I have a radio show coming up, I post it there. So that's just a wonderful way. And please jump in on some of the dialogue. You know, I'd like to remind people that the things that you click like on, and that even more so that you comment on in Facebook, helps determine what things come up on your newsfeed. So, because, you know, Facebook is pulling out things that might be of interest to you. That's part of what they're doing, you know, and I know they do some things with advertising, but I can't really blame them. They provide this wonderful free service to all of us, so I know they have to figure out a way to make that financial part work too, so I'm not one to complain much about that. I do like to keep my news feed positive as much as I can, so I've created a couple little groups of positive pages that I go to, but also just the things that you like and focus on and comment on will mean that those are more likely to pop up in your news feed. But you can also just visit the page frequently, and that works. Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. Please join, and please join in the conversation if you feel that connection. Okay, I've got a caller that has been waiting very, very patiently while I'm going on and letting this info flow through me. So I'm going to go directly to that, and it's area code 856, and so you'll be live soon. It used to be that, and I'm not sure if it's working that way anymore, that there would be a computer voice that would say unmuted and tell you you're live, but I'm not sure. Some people said that it wasn't doing that anymore. So you'll be live very soon, and I'll say hello to make sure you hear me.
Hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, you're calling from 856, and what area is that? What general area?
That's New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. And what's your first name?
Laura.
Laura. Okay. Laura, do you have a specific question, or do you just want me to get a general feel for you, or what can I do? Or did you have a comment?
I would like to know when I'm going to get a comfortable job where I can finally settle down and hopefully retire into the next job that I land.
Okay. Well, I always say, you know, that I'm not a fortune teller, and I say that because I can't always really predict. Like, what I can tell you is if I see certain things now and get certain feelings, one of the reasons that I don't think anyone can really predict very well is that we have free will. So what I might see for you right now is where you are right now, this is what I'm feeling. So I always share that if I do. But we also have to remember that every step of the way we're making choices. So we can change that course, you know, one way or another by the choices we make. And I always think that connecting in that spiritual, and I was talking about discernment, that helps us choose the right ones that give us the best outcome. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to pause for a second because I didn't get any instant, like, visual. You know, if you've listened before, I get sort of like charades, and then mm-hmm. I try to translate that. The first thing, now, it can, sometimes, it's funny how these work, because sometimes I, you know, connecting it can be a little tough, so we usually talk through, or not tough, but it's just not immediately clear, because sometimes it's actually someone who's passed over, a spirit connecting with you to give you some guidance, and other times it's specifically related to your question. So it took me a second for it to come in, and then I was seeing a cookbook, like an older version of a cookbook. It feels kind of like to me this is someone that's passed over communicating.
That would have been
you,
my mother.
And stepping in. Yeah, it didn't really feel like it was just a specifically related to your question. It felt like somebody's trying to come in now. So, okay, so you immediately think your mother. I take it was your mother.
Yeah.
She cooked a lot. And, yeah, it is sort of, it's, you know, we don't see as many cookbooks these days because so much is on the internet. And it did have a nostalgic look to it, you know, the traditional kinds of cookbooks. So, and as I'm talking, and it always happens this way a specific spirit is trying to come through, it seems like to me there's just a little bit of a pause. So I don't know, I'm not really sure why that is. I think it's just, they're not always used to doing that. And it's, you know, and maybe I don't, you know, I don't know, but there's always that little pause, like it's sort of like they're waiting in the wings and then maybe hesitant to approach or something. So, but as I was talking about the cookbooks, I could feel the spirit stronger. Okay, now, so I want to try to be very, very open and clear so that whatever message is coming through, that I allow it to come through. And see, I get a feeling with angels versus spirits that maybe don't do this as often, they're always not sure how to make the message known. Now, so I'm gonna see if your mother can give me any more visuals that might make it clearer. Is your mother's mother, I feel like she's here too, kind of standing behind your mom, just so you know.
Yeah, she seems to come in quite a bit, my grandma.
I know what's going on here. Your grandmother, you know, when I was saying, I feel like maybe your mother doesn't really know what to do or how to do this. She doesn't do this a lot, so she's not real familiar. So there's a hesitance. And so that's when I felt like your grandmother come right behind her, like, go ahead, it's fine. So that's funny that you say that your grandmother comes through more. See, she's more experienced with this, you know, between there and here and that kind of communication. So your mother's a little more hesitant. Your mother, I feel like your mother had something, maybe it was her era, had some sort of longing for career path that she didn't have and gifts that she didn't get to let out. Would that be accurate? Do you know?
I think so. She had, when she married my dad, she was working as a telephone operator for Bell Atlantic back in the day, you know, and she quit her job and then helped my dad run his business. But he never really appreciated everything that she did for him in the business. And, I guess he just didn't see everything that she did. But my mom, if she had stayed in that job, she would have been independent, and I think it would have been a really good thing for her if she could have kept that job.
That's the regret, I feel, and the, like, she was just sort of shadowed her gifts and talents, and that would make perfect sense if your dad wasn't really understanding or appreciating. It's sort of like his world and his business was, I feel like she was the real heart of it, but she was overshadowed, and even her career sort of took that back seat, like so many women. So now I'm trying to feel like what she is trying to share with you. Do you have any gifts that you've kind of pushed aside in your life that maybe could be a career path, or that you just sort of shoved aside that you could revisit? Passions, gifts.
I'm very artistic.
I was just going to say art. Almost at the same time you did, I feel like there's something. Your mother feels the same thing in you, like a suppression, as what she had. So you've suppressed some talents and gifts. Funny, I'm seeing, like, I don't know if you've ever done any, like, glass work, art with glass, color glass. You might want to explore that, because what kind of art did you do? It definitely feels like there's a creative something and a gift and a passion that you've suppressed that maybe you could revisit.
I used to draw, but I never really did anything with it. Like, I didn't take classes to expand on it or anything, and I develop training, so I do get to explore some of my artistic bent with that. When I'm doing web-based training, I have to develop it. It's not fun, but it's, you know, I get to.
Yeah, but it's sort of suppressed, and it's funny how some things that we have gifts in, if we just share them, it doesn't even have to be in a marketed kind of way or a job way. But what happens is it enhances the other things that we do. And
I'm really good at decorating.
I was seeing things like colored glass and vases, and so maybe that's the line. But I also, as you were speaking, I kept seeing your hands, like, create, and it was more like the pottery, the glass. So I kept seeing something with your hands and actual hands.
Well, yeah, when I was a kid, I did a clay ship of the Santa Maria for a class.
Uh-huh.
And the teachers wanted to give me a bad grade because they thought my older brother had done it. And I
there you go. You're a natural. Expressing through art with your hands very much, very hands-on. So, like, as opposed to, you know, drawing, painting, yeah, your hands are on it, but this feels more like shaping, molding. And I want you to explore that, because even though that sounds like it's not necessarily directly related to career, things like that can open us up in such a way that the career path becomes so apparent, or it just enhances it. We're so alive again that everything we do in the career path begins to attract that aliveness and that vibrancy. So for it, and the other thing is, it, and this can sound funny to some people, I feel like that's a spiritual connection for you, that sort of expressing. And that if you explore that and if you do that, it's aligning with a gift within yourself that is who you are, and you're letting that out, and it is going to give you that balance between mind, body, spirit. So it may not sound directly related to your question, but I feel like that's your avenue to it and to it all being unfolding and being clearer to you and opening up for you. And then as I say that, I think you may even have some income from it, and you may, it feels like you may bring it into some sort of career or business. So explore that.
Okay, and then let my mom know if she's listening that I always appreciated and valued what she did.
Oh, yes, she knows. She definitely knows. I get this, like, beaming smile, and also she's relieved. She's very nervous about about how to communicate this with you. So I have a feeling now that she has sort of broken that ice and connected with you and communicated, you may see her more.
I would love that.
And I'm saying that, this is funny, I'm looking out the window and I've got, like, you know, blinds on it, a little, like, faux wood blinds, and I'm looking right at eye level. I look straight out, and I'm seeing a cardinal. And lots of people see their mothers in a cardinal.
She loved red cardinals.
Okay, well, see, and so she knew you would realize that, yes, that's her. So there she is, right out in my eyesight. That cardinal is there to help say, yes, 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 I'm here. I think you'll see her more in cardinals. And as you were talking, I also wrote down purple. So I don't know, maybe the color purple will also be a way that you'll see her. Purple is also that divine connection, violet, that violet sort of color can be. So cardinal and purple, I would think when you see those, that's probably your mom, and you can just smile and know she's helping you. And I feel like she's going to be with you. Now that she's broken the ice, she's going to be with you on this to help you realize your career, work, aspirations, and letting your gifts come out that way. So.
Oh, okay, great. You know, my grandmother comes through a lot, so I'd like to have my mom come in.
Yeah, she felt much more confident to me than your mother, but now your mother's kind of like, phew, okay, I did that. Oh, I can do that. And then I saw the cardinal. I can do it.
I get a lot of birds, little finches and stuff. It's kind of funny. And I also get a lot little feathers that start floating down around me sometimes.
Uh-huh. I always take those kind of things as signs. And you know when they're a sign and when, you know, pay attention and just know that, you know, I think your mom's going to use the cardinal at times to communicate and just be open to all that sort of communication. Because I can tell you one thing, your mother was a very smart, capable woman. And you can channel all that through you. You always already have it. You're her daughter. But I think you're going to be much more confident that way. And, you know, she can see things from that perspective, that what we call heaven, better than you can. So let her come in and help. And it means a lot to her because she knows how she felt a little squelched. And so she wants you to be able to live this sort of live her dream that maybe she didn't get to live out in this incarnation. So you can live it with her and for her. So, okay.
Just thank you very much.
Be open to that. She's always with you, and Grandma's there a whole lot too. But Mom needed to come through and say this because it related more directly to Mom.
Wonderful. Thank you. I really appreciate the reading.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, very sweet how that happened. Mom was hesitant. Grandma's done this more often, so she swooped in to give her a little nudge, a little push, and then Mom was really pretty good at it with that cardinal. So that's a very sweet call. Very nurturing and happy and confident and excited, and that's wonderful for Laura to know that, well, she's got her mom there, and her mom can show her things from heaven. That's really sweet. Okay, I'm going to take a short break here. I'll play a little music for you. And if you do want to call in for your own mini reading, the number is 347-633-9823. Take a short break and about 2 minutes, and I'll be right back. Of other things I wanted to share with you. As I mentioned, I'm doing an angel healing class, and that's already underway. You can learn a little bit more about some of the angel connection work that I do, and energy healing, Reiki, and something that I call Angel's Touch Healing that is the online class I'm working with right now. You can go to a little webpage I created several years back, and it's pretty simplistic, but it gives you some good information about some of the things I do. It's angelstouchtherapy.com, and if you check that out, it will tell a little bit more about some more in-depth readings that I do, and just in general how I came to Reiki and these gifts, and so that's a site to check out if this piques your curiosity. angelstouchtherapy.com. And I also this morning came across something that one of my friends in Atlanta, who is a Reiki practitioner, and she is very focused on it and excellent energy. I came across a post that she made about a webinar that she put together. It was back in May. I don't know how I missed it. And then I realized, oh, I do know how I missed it. That's when I was packing and moving my house. So I'm going to give you her website. If you're curious about energy work, and I know probably a lot of you already do energy work and may even be Reiki practitioners yourself. And Dana's site is dragonflyreiki.net. And I plan on downloading her webinar on the difference between doing Reiki and being Reiki. So I plan on doing that. She has a wonderful, wonderful energy. And she's also doing some online Reiki sessions. So check out dragonflyreiki.net. and her offerings there. But I really like the topic that she's doing on that webinar, the difference between being doing Reiki or whatever energy work and being it, because I talk about that a lot. So I'll be happy to get Dana's words of wisdom on that. I'm going to go back just a little bit to the topic, judgment and discernment, and just remind you that you will have choices to make in your spiritual journey. First one is the choice to follow that spiritual path. And so that some of the choices you'll make is how committed am I to that? Am I willing to spend an hour and do an energy clearing meditation? Or, nah, do I just not really have the time for that? And if you're serious about it, take the time, and it doesn't have to be specifically, take the time to allow spirit to come through, quiet time. Also, just things that give you joy, that's spirit. But we get so bogged down in this world with our to-do lists and things we have to do, burdens, and that's another key step on the spiritual journey, I believe, is beginning to relinquish some of those burdens. And so people say, well, how can I do that? I have a house, I have this, this. If you're really serious, you can find ways to, either just through your time connecting, or you can begin to be less attached to material things. I have spent the last, at least the last 6 or 7 years, I don't shop much retail. I mean, of course, the grocery store, that kind of thing, but I've found a lot of pleasure in finding things secondhand, refurbishing, repurposing, so I do occasionally, I go to retail stores when I need a few things, but I'm not, shopping is just not something that I do just because it's something to do that entertains me, because it's far from it. I get in there so there are ways for people that are really, really committed, financial can be like one of the big things that gets in the way, but first off, take the spiritual steps, and then that will lead you to the other avenues that can clear the way. But be willing to examine the priorities in your life, and sometimes it's just time. Are you giving adequate time to allow your spiritual self to develop? And when I say spiritual self, I'm not talking about, are you going to church? Maybe that is a really powerful spiritual connection for you, but outside of that, just your connection to the quiet and listening and hearing beyond just a sermon or a lesson, the steps that show spirit that, here, I'm ready, and it's like raising your hand, here, I'll show you, I'm ready, I'm going to spend some quiet time with you, I'm going to ask that you clear my channels and allow me to hear you and follow you. And, angels are a great way. When we call on angels, they can't help us unless we ask them, unless it's some crazy dire situation where maybe we're in danger and we might die before our time, before we've had the time to live out our purpose. But just in general, if we ask them, they can help, but our free will prevents them from just intervening in every little thing. If we ask for help, we can get their guidance. Angels are messengers from God. So part of utilizing angels is that God gave us those avenues for the messages, and we connect with God, source, whatever you want to call that, all that is. That's how we connect, but we have to take the steps because we have free will. So show your willingness to take those steps, and you'll see that you become more discerning. You will know when you're being nudged. The more you do it, the more you'll know. And you'll be able to follow and receive that kind of guidance and peace about you. And then you'll put out peace to others. So I'm going to wrap up this show now. And I'll just run down a couple of reminders that I've already mentioned. But go on Facebook, connect with me on Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and offer your input there if you'd like. And this radio show, I don't have any set pattern for it. Most times I've been doing it on Tuesdays at 11 Eastern, but because I've been also involved in this online angel class, I've just kind of let it flow. So you can follow me on Blog Talk Radio, and then you'll get a reminder whenever I schedule a show. But you can also follow it on Seeing Miracles Every Day, A Course in Miracles, and a lot more stuff comes out on that page. So please do connect there if you're Facebook active. And check out my book, Seeing Miracles Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. That's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Amazon's the one that has the Kindle edition for 99 cents, so that's an excellent way to check it out. And then if you do like it and you think you might know other people that would like it or that it would resonate with, then buy a book and leave it somewhere for someone or share it with them. Share the title with them, and maybe it will mean something to them. So I'd like to close this with a little prayer that surrounds us in white light when we step in that spiritual path. It's good for us to ask for that angelic help and the white light to surround us and help us deflect ego that might come at us. I'm surrounding each of you and myself in white light and anyone that happens to listen later. And I'm asking that each of us that is ready will have the courage to take the steps to go in that direction of our more spiritual path, that will follow that calling that's coming out to us now. Just by virtue of us listening here, we're showing that, but do we have the courage to step further into that spiritual path? And I ask that angels and spirit and God guide us as we're here in this earthly existence so that we can discern the steps to take and we can do it with love and we can make the choices that need to be made in love, and therefore without guilt. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you'll come back to another episode and do go do the energy clearing meditation and pay attention for future meditations that I may put on this page. Thanks a lot and goodbye. Have a great rest of the day and have a great weekend.